This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. As many schools throughout the state remain shuttered due to COVID-19, San Luis Obispo County Public Schools are allowing more students for in-person instruction this week. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
SLO County is currently in the red tier, which means public schools can reopen for in-person instruction. But not all students are returning right away, and classrooms will look a lot different as the pandemic continues.
I've been in education for over 20 years, and we've never done school this way, and neither have your teachers.
That's Jennifer Gaviola, Deputy Superintendent for Paso Robles Unified School District. Public schools in the county are reopening under individual plans, allowing more students on campus while maintaining some online learning.
It was a good middle ground. It's probably upset a lot of people, but as Superintendent DeBost always says, a good compromise usually makes half the people mad and half the people happy.
Gaviola says staff will be tested regularly, students will be in masks, and everyone will get their temperatures checked daily. Right now, it's only elementary students returning, with plans to bring middle and high school back in winter.
Hope is not a strategy, but we are very hopeful that we're going to be able to open in January.
The San Luis Coastal Unified School District has been slowly phasing in-person instruction, but is still deciding on a plan for all students. Assistant Superintendent Kimberly McGrath says pre-K and elementary students return today.
Before they even come on campus, they do a self-health check with their family. So the family checks to make sure they don't have any fever or don't have any symptoms.
McGrath says while all students can opt out of in-person instruction this year, plans are in the works to allow all students to come back on campus in some capacity starting January. Those plans are expected to be discussed and decided on November 17th at the district school board meeting.
We really want our students back in person, and we need to do so in a way that provides for the safety of all individuals involved.
Both school districts say reopening plans can change depending on countywide COVID numbers. For KCBX News, I'm Major Russell.